Now listen to this, and here is a real note and touch of grief. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. By the way, that's quite interesting. And I'll tell you why it's interesting. Because David was married to the sister of Jonathan. And she actually, as we'll see a little later, she betrays him. I think she loved him as a hero at the beginning. That came the day when she despised him. And this man, David, was not too successful in his love affairs. As we have said, Abigail is the only noble woman that I find in his retinue. And I disagree with those who think Bathsheba is so outstanding. I don't think so. Someone says, well, it was David's sin. It was, absolutely. And God judged him for it, as we're going to see. But let's understand one thing. What was she doing out on the roof parading around like that? May I say to you that it's David's sin. We're not trying to apologize for him, but we are trying to say that David was not successful in his love affairs. And as a result, he could say of Jonathan that here was a man who was true and loyal to me unto death. And the interesting thing about David, though many of the women were unfaithful to him, the men that were his followers were loyal to David to death. He had that charisma that some men have of having followers that will stick with him. And David was that type of a man. Now, the last verse says, how are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished? This, my friend, is a tremendous tribute to Jonathan in particular, as you can see. And David's grief over the death, particularly of Jonathan, is touching, and it's poetic, and it's dramatic, and it's one of the most striking lamentations that we have in the Word of God. Now we're going to see, next time, David is made king over Judah. And Abner, who was captain of Saul, he made Ish-bosheth, Saul's son. Now, not all of Saul's sons had been killed, though all of them that were in the battle were killed. But this was a younger boy, and Abner made him king over the remaining 11 tribes. And, of course, civil war broke out. And David defeated Abner and the army, and we find that after a long civil war that weakened the nation, David finally became king of all of the 12 tribes, and we'll find that he made Hebron his home at first until finally he moved up to the place that he loved above all others, Mount Zion. That's where his palace was ultimately built. And we're going to follow David now through this particular section of the Word of God.